SeaWorld announced earlier this year that it would stop breeding killer whales and end its signature Shamu orca shows due to public pressure and falling revenue. SeaWorld San Antonio is retooling for an orca-free future with more roller coasters and a focus on conservation. But as long as captive killer whales are on display at the park, pressure from animal rights groups isn't going away. Carl Lum was hired as SeaWorld San Antonio's new president just weeks before the company announced it would be changing and phasing out its main attraction.
It was a very tough decision to make, but, you know, public perceptions have changed about having killer whales and theatrical shows, and we've changed, and it's been 8-1 positive in our polling where the public has perceived, hey, that was a really good decision, and we're glad you're moving that way.
Lum says more educational programs will replace Hollywood-style Shamu shows in the next 3 years, and the park will strike more of a balance between animal attractions and rides, adding a fourth roller coaster.
Late spring, we're going to open Wavebreaker. As part of the ride on the coaster, it tells the story of the guest about our Sea Rescue brand.
Lum says the new SeaWorld will tell guests more about the company's efforts to protect animals in the wild, and the park will continue to expand experiences that have nothing to do with marine mammals, like Halloween programming.
We're doing our Halloween, and we have a daytime kids event, and then we have a little scarier nighttime event.
The scariest thing this Halloween at SeaWorld is their cruel treatment of orcas.
Activist Matt Bruce is standing beside 38 cardboard tombstones just outside the SeaWorld San Antonio entrance.
Each one of these gravestones represents an orca who died a premature death, and many in very gruesome ways. So we're encouraging people to continue their boycott of SeaWorld until they retire these orcas to seaside sanctuaries.
Bruce is an activist with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, one of several groups protesting SeaWorld, especially since the death of an orca trainer in 2010 and the release of the documentary film Blackfish in 2013. Activist Jim Graham has been regularly protesting outside of SeaWorld San Antonio.
We appreciate them stopping the orca shows. We appreciate them stopping the breeding. But it is so wrong to keep these magnificent animals in captivity that stay together for life in a pod as a family. They swim. They can swim 30, 40 miles a day. They can dive 100 feet a day. And here they're contained to a cement pond. That is their life.
Inside San Antonio's Shamu Stadium, trainers are feeding the park's five killer whales. Assistant curator Julie Sigmund says the whales were all born in captivity and couldn't survive out in the ocean.
The care that we have given them and continue to give them hasn't changed the entire time I've been here. You know, yes, public outcry seems to have stemmed from the 2013 release of Blackfish, but we haven't changed at all as far as how we feel about these animals, how we want to always, always, always do better for them.
Sigmund will be part of planning the new, more natural, respectful orca show to appease customers, but she and fellow orca trainers won't change much else.
What type of presentation we end up doing for the guests doesn't change how we care for the animals.
This is Takara.
One of those killer whales, Takara, is pregnant and due in April. That means San Antonio will be home to the final orca calf born under SeaWorld's care. Aaron Trank, Texas Public Radio News.